Good morning, good people. It is 16th October 2020. We celebrate the memorials of Saints Margaret Mary Alacoque, an apostle of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and Gerard Majella. The readings are from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11 to 14, and the Gospel from Luke chapter 12, verse 1 to 7. To fear is different from to be afraid. We need to fear God, but not to be afraid of God. Never fear a person in any circumstance, but always need to respect and handle the other as the image of God with care. Fearing God is the expression of our love, and never mean to hurt God in any way. When we have disobeyed God, we are afraid of God. St. Paul clarifies that our freedom to love God is strengthened and sealed by the Holy Spirit, who claims us as God's own people. The Holy Spirit connects us with the Trinitarian God by being a guarantor and inheritance of our salvation, making us God's people. The responsorial psalm acclaims, "Happy the people the Lord has chosen as his own." Psalm 33, verse 12. In the Gospel, Jesus teaches us who to fear and when do we fear. He wants us to fear God, not any other, who can destroy our body. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Luke chapter 12, verse 5. Dichotomy, hypocrisy, and deception in us that make us afraid of God. We all need to beware of the east of the religious leaders, the politicians, and the leaders in our communities who poison the minds of people with the divisive and corrupting ideologies. It is all a question of time. All will be exposed. No one can hide the secret and sins forever. It will be either made by the world or by the power of God. We, the people of God, need to love our mysteries not as a hidden secrets, but as the avenues of truth need to be explored in time. Death is the leveler of all truth. Denial of Christ is the death of beliefs in God. We all must face truth and death one day. Unless we face the life, Jesus, we cannot love truth and embrace death in peace. There is nothing to fear when God is near. God cares for every one of us and everything in us. May we trust in the truths and the values of the gospel in openness and integrity. May you have a lovely day. God bless you.